Hi, this is Mrs. Nook, back here with Lexi, Emma, Morgan, and Felicity. We are following up on the activities that they did, how much fun they had or didn't have, and what this trip kind of meant to them. So I'm going to start with a question for you, ladies. Since the trip, what moment keeps replaying in your mind, and why does it stand out to you?
I would say when we were in Washington, D.C., we were walking up to the Thomas Jefferson Memorial, and we spotted the famous comedian Matt Rife, and were able to get a picture with him. That was pretty fantastic, especially never meeting a famous person before, but yeah.
My favorite part that I keep replaying in my head would be Empire State Building. We were there at like 11 o'clock at night, and I think seeing the city and seeing how peaceful it looks while having that like breeze blowing in your face is a memory that I'm never going to forget.
I would say that going into Times Square, because I didn't realize that there's so many people there and how big it actually is.
I would say when we were in D.C., we hustled a street vendor for food. That was pretty fun.
I think a few people purchased some items from street vendors and people selling things on the street that they came back with that they enjoyed. I know several people bought some purses. And so Felicity says some food. Good things happened in both of those big cities. Looking back now, what surprised you most about the trip? Either about the destinations, your classmates, or yourself?
Something that surprised me was the amount of culture that was seen in New York. So not necessarily just culture, but different people. So we were walking in Central Park, I believe it was, and we were listening to some people play some music. And I kind of just realized that there are people out there that that's all they do as a living. And it's just a lot more different from here compared to somewhere that a lot of different people are.
I think what surprised me the most was I think I enjoyed Washington, D.C. a lot more than I thought I was going to. The weather was beautiful. It was beautiful the entire trip, but walking around with a smaller group and seeing the different museums was a lot more interesting than I thought.
I would say that the difference between Washington, D.C. and New York surprised me the most, just because Washington, D.C. was more welcoming as a sense to New York.
I guess to add on to that thought is like D.C. was a lot more relaxed than I thought it would have been. Bye.
I would agree. Were there any challenges or unexpected situations you faced, and how did you or your group handle them?
I think the biggest challenge was deciding who was going to take a shower first at night. So there were times that we got back really late in New York because we had the curfew of 12. And of course, we're all tired. And one of the nights we had to wake up the next morning for the Today Show. And I remember getting back at midnight and all of us girls were arguing who was going to take a shower first because we really needed our sleep because we walked about 13 miles that day.
I think what was most challenging was probably on the last few days, waking up in the morning and having the motivation that I needed to do the Today Show, which ended up turning out really, it was really fun. And also to add on to Emma with the 12 o'clock curfew on the other side of things, it was trying to decide and pick one or two things to go and do in Times Square, which I just wish I had more time in there to see everything.
I think that we go to so many places so quickly. It very much is reminiscent of high school in general. In high school, you are learning a little bit about a lot of things, and we pack a little bit of a lot of things into your senior trip for 8 days. So making a decision on what you're going to do and how you are going to spend your time is really difficult to do. Felicity, any challenges?
I think the rooming was a challenge just because like no one knew who wanted to sleep on which bed.
I could see that too. You do have to share space a lot on this trip. Lexi, any challenges for you?
I would agree with Morgan and Emma both, but I would say just choosing in general everything that you did as a group and which group you wanted to go with.
What activity were you most looking forward to? We talked a little bit about these activities the last time we were together, but which ones were you looking most forward to, and then did it meet your expectation?
So I was looking most forward to Biltmore, and I heard that they had a lot of pretty flowers there. And a big thing for me is taking pictures. And I was just hoping those flowers lived up to the expectation that past seniors have told me about. And I went there and they were absolutely stunning. So I got a lot of good pictures then.
I was looking forward to see Times Square at night, New York City just in general at night, and I really do think it lived up to the expectation. And as Emma said, at the top of like the Empire State Building and the Edge, it was a lot more calm than I expected. I thought it was going to be very loud, a lot of people talking, but it was very calm. You could see how busy New York was, but at the same time, it was still pretty quiet. So
that I would disagree with Morgan. I don't think New York lived up to my expectations. I just think like movies and word of mouth that New York was this awesome place. But for me, it wasn't the best thing in the world.
I was looking forward to the Yankee Stadium and I was a little disappointed at first. But once we got into like the actual like place, it was really cool.
Is there something you wish you'd done differently during the trip, or is there something you're really proud of that you did?
I wish that I would have maybe time managed a little bit better. I went in with kind of a set plan of what Smithsonian's I wanted to see in DC and what did I wanted to do in New York, but I didn't look too deep into it. So I spent a little bit of time standing and wondering, questioning what I was going to do next or where to start. So if I would have give a piece of advice, I'd make sure to have really a set plan before you go, so you're not wasting any time trying to decide what to do when you get there.
I think the biggest thing for me was deciding what group I was going to go with, because for the most part, I wanted to stick with my friends, but there were times where they were doing something that I didn't want to do. So I was thinking to myself, well, who am I going to go with? And I think the advice that I give is do what you want to do, because you're not going to get this opportunity again. I mean, you might one day, but you're there with other people. And I think it's good to venture.
I would agree.
So Emma, on that note, what advice would the rest of you give to next year's seniors as they get ready for their own senior trip?
I have more advice. So I would say make sure you're packing enough clothes. In the beginning, I was, you know, thinking to myself, don't pack too much clothes, because that's probably something somebody always kept telling me was don't overpack. You're going to be fine. Well, for me, I underpacked and I had to borrow some people's clothes. So I think a valuable lesson is to pack enough clothes.
Morgan?
Tagging along with Emma, I would say, yeah, you need to make sure you've packed enough. But at the same time, I would recommend almost leaving some room in a suitcase or bringing enough room in a suitcase or leaving enough room in a suitcase to bring home some souvenirs, some sweatshirts, things for your family like that. I think I kind of struggled with trying to fit everything in my backpack or suitcase without wanting to break anything. But I would say just make sure you leave some room for things that you want to take home with you.
To add on to that, I would say make sure you look at the weather for the week so you know what to pack for, but also pack for an array. I would also say bring a water bottle 100% and then have an open mind and try not to get crappy with other people.
Felicity, do you have any advice?
Yeah, I would say when you're packing, don't pack a heavy jacket, because that gets heavy. And then also bring sunscreen because you will get burnt.
Yeah, really use that list that we give you. Emma, more?
I have some more advice. I would say to get a souvenir, try to get a cheap souvenir from every place you go. Something I recommend getting is postcards, because usually they're only about $1 a piece. And that's just a memory you're going to have.
Good idea. Good advice. Now that you are back, how has the trip influenced your final days as a senior?
I think it made me appreciate our class more. I went into thinking senior trip, knowing that we are a close class and that I would have a lot of fun and be able to hang out with whoever was next to me. But after going, it really showed how close we were and really made me think about and take into consideration how awesome our class is and how, like you mentioned, it's been very drama free. And so just really cherish these last few days all together.
My biggest part was time management and money management. I feel like there might have been a few people that didn't really do that well, but looking at them and looking at other people, you realize that going into the days after graduation and going into your careers, college, and whatever you do after high school, you have to really take those valuable lessons that you've learned while you're by yourself and take them into life.
I would agree with both of them that our class really is awesome. We are very close. And then also with money, it's really an eye-opener of how much the difference of inflation is at other states, and then just culture in general.
It taught me that like people, especially our class, they're nice. And I don't need to worry about things like that. And also like talking to strangers.
Were there any funny or unexpected stories that the rest of us just have to hear?
So I have a really funny story. I was in the middle of Times Square with a group of boys from our class, and I noticed that there was a vendor on the side with purses and AirPods and all this other stuff. Well, Adam decided it was okay to walk up to one of the guys and ask him about his AirPods that he's selling. And the guy told him that he would sell them for $150. And Adam was like, well, I only have $50 in my pocket. Well, then, of course, Adam whipped it out and bought it from the guy. He plugged them in a few blocks down and realized that they did not work. So
Adam learned a lesson on being swindled.
Yes. But then Reed made the same decision and he walked back to the guy and bought them for $20, knowing that they didn't work.
So when we were in Ellis Island, we were walking around and I was on the phone trying to meet up with Brooklyn. And one of the girls in our group was trying to talk to me and she ran into one of those, they're like the observation goggles or whatever that like stand up.
When we were walking to the 9/11 museum, Isabella was trying to look up at it and she ran right into a pole really hard, but she's okay. So that's good. One last piece of advice. If you can bring a cushion for your bottom on the bus, it is highly recommended because you're sitting down for a really long time. And that is something I definitely regret. I would bring like an extra pillow or something. So
Lexi, any funny or unexpected stories you want to share?
I would say that our group or our room, we got a game and it was really fun game to play. I don't remember what it was called. It was like try not to laugh or something. It was just a really funny game to play.
I think it was really funny on the bus when Logan was making all of these comments towards everybody and he was making everybody laugh. And it's just a very good time enjoying everybody laughing and making memories together right before we graduate.
He went down the line of all of the girls sitting in the front of the bus and used a pickup line on each and every one, including the sponsors. And it was really funny to hear.
Because they were very cheesy. They were beyond cheesy. All right, ladies, thank you so much for joining me. I really hope you enjoyed your senior trip. I enjoyed taking you on your senior trip. It was very enjoyable. Some of you helped me make my way around the city a couple of times as well. So it was very good and your parents should be very proud of you. Have a great rest of the year. Next up, graduation.